Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
It's a sport fishing spectacular in Schaumburg. The 4th Annual Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo is Thursday, January 28th through Sunday, January 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Chicagoland's ultimate fishing event is back with hundreds of fishing and travel exhibits, including many of the major tackle manufacturers with their latest gear for sale at the show. Book your next trip with local guides or lodges and resorts from around the globe. Learn from pros Mike Iaconelli, Brandon Polinak, Jim Sarek, Joe Booker, Tommy Scarless, and many more. Compare and buy 2016 fishing boats, all at sports show pricing. Enter daily giveaways for thousands of dollars worth of fishing gear and trip. Demo rods and reels, learn to fly cast or tie flies. There's free parking and fishing fun for all ages in Schaumburg. From bass to walleye, pike to perch, muskies to salmon, it's all at Chicagoland's Ultimate Fishing and Travel Expo, running Thursday through Sunday, January 28th through the 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Visit sportshows.com for tickets and more info. Don't miss it!
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bulls looked great on Saturday with their big win over the Cavs. That is until last night when they fell to the Heat 89-84. Derrick Rose left in the second quarter with a hamstring and lower back injury. No word on how long he'll be out. Aaron Brooks is currently now the only healthy point guard for the Bulls. Up next, Bulls take on the Lakers out west on Thursday, but they'll avoid Blake Griffin with the Clippers on Sunday. Griffin expected to be out several weeks with a fractured hand. He allegedly injured himself punching a team equipment staff member. Blackhawks gave GM Stan Bowman a three-year contract extension. He'll stay with the organization through the 2020-2021 season. Hawks will try to get another win streak going tonight in Carolina. Corey Crawford gets a start and goal. Both Duncan Keith and Nicholas Jalmerson got the morning skate off today. Hawks and Canes tonight at 6:30. Elsewhere in the league, Ducks forward Sean Horkoff suspended 20 games for PED use. In the NFL, Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston added to the Pro Bowl roster to replace Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Meanwhile, Florida State has settled a Title IX lawsuit with the woman who accused Winston of sexual assault. She'll get about $950,000 minus attorney's fees. The Bears have named Richard Hightower their new assistant special teams coach. He replaces Darius Swinton. Atlanta Falcons have added former Bears GM Phil Emery to their front office. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And Get Covered Illinois. Don't forget, you must enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Visit getcoveredillinois.gov for more details. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50, where the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Julie, thank you very much. This shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday at 7 at the Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup.
Terry covered that guy that was singing that hymn back in the day. Terry covered him. He was right Probably. Before Quentin Daly. He had Quentin Daly's spot before. All right, we got some thank yous for today's show. Sahadev Sharma, from theathletic.com. Go check it out. John Greenberg, Sahadov, some really good guys over there. Scott Powers. Yeah, some really good writers who are starting up a different kind of thing and different kind of Chicago content sports-wise. So go check out theathletic.com. Casey Johnson on the Bulls beat. Thank you so much, Casey, for joining us. Our producers, as always, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Kevin Zipak, and, of course, the governor of the chat room, Brian Gertz on watch670thescore.com. Julie, thank you for your updates. Tomorrow, we'll have Mike Florio and Eddie Olczyk and much, much more. I now look to my left and my right, and I see my guys. Eddie Olczyk. You're going to give us some tickets, some hockey tickets, some knowledge. Yeah. I got boys and Bernstein are in the house. What's up, fellas?
Guys are very funny.
I hope so.
Very
man.
Damn funny today.
I hope
yeah.
so because if
you ruined it by taking any calls, I don't want to hear from
you. Yeah, and I wonder too.
just ruin your rhythm.
The metaphors have been flying fast and furious. Can you take the right. big Irish sports boat to Derrick Rose Island? That's what I don't know because if you don't have oars for the boat, does one go there?
Remember, I'm on it.
Is that a stop on the tour? Does Derrick Rose Island?
I want to text you a joke right now between the big Irish sports boat and Derrick Rose's island.
Oh, okay, I got it. I got you.
Same kind of belt that you may need.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good place to bring the belt. I think you could marry both worlds with your big sex belt.
And maybe you want to stay on the boat because that's in international waters.
Maritime law.
Yeah, the stuff that you do there is not subject to you going to jail or getting sued.
That's good advice, counselor. Thank you.
So I'm here for.
Yeah, all I know is this.
He's not the bull with the biggest problems.
Jimmy Butler talks a big game about being a star. And Jimmy Butler's got a lot of people who want to fan the flames of, he's elite, he's this. He's
Neil. Neil likes to put his bib on around tip-off.
Well, it comes from the top here. The team has sort of made their choice. Yeah. They planted their flag in one of these camps here.
And they didn't know.
He punked out. Mm-hmm. If you are a star, I mean a true NBA star, if you are the realness, you can have your 40-point quarter. You can have your 53 against Philadelphia.
And then four.
But look, that is a Miami Heat team that has lost 7 of 8. Yeah. They are missing their starting point guard and starting center. Mm-hmm. You are at home.
They're starting Amari Stoudemire.
You are at home. You are coming off a win that everybody wanted to trumpet, this big upset win, and you go out like that? You go out with 2 baskets in the second half. You miss all 3. You take 3 shots in the fourth quarter.
And they took him off of Wade, too.
I'm sorry.
They took him off of Wade.
This is, if you really want to say, well, we're an elite team because I'm on it, I've arrived. I'm here. I'm going to the Olympic trials.
Walk it like you talk.
In this league, you have to be the reason that doesn't happen. You have to do absolutely everything in your power.
It's hard.
It is hard to
Terry,
do it every night.
Damn it, Terry. I'm so happy you just said that.
Yeah, you got to do it every
night. It's every single night.
Yep.
Every night. Yep. And that's why when guys take shots at James Harden, James Harden was a damn good defender in Oklahoma City. But guess what James had to do when he went to Houston? Score every time. So now you have to allocate your energy. And, of course, you should be a better defender. But when you are singing the praises of Jimmy Butler's defense.
I can't go there with you with Harden.
He was a good defender in Oklahoma City.
I agree with you on that. The guy that's in Houston now, there have been too many times where it's just been throw your hands up and let them get a fast break.
No, you're right. But that's because he got to get 28, too. The problem is there are very few players. Like, everyone thinks that I think Michael and Kobe and LeBron and guys like that and Paul George for, 2 years, guys like that have kind of spoiled NBA fans. That doesn't happen like that every night.
Right.
Where a guy is going to say, you know what? I'm going to lock down the best player you have, and I'm going to go get 25 no matter what.
There's some nights when Russell Westbrook says, I'm existing in my own world. I don't care what is around me. I will not let this happen.
He's the only guy right now. And him and Kawhi. Kawhi doesn't have that forceful nature to his game.
And what happened to Kawhi last night?
Right now.
But this is the best on-the-ball defender in the game.
You see Draymond last night.
And he got some.
Steph Curry gets a lot of attention, but Draymond is unbelievable. Baller.
They do it to everybody.
Steph had Kawhi on skates last night.
Because there's so much he can give you.
And Tony Parker.
Well,
Tony Parker.
Tony tried, man.
Tony bowed out of that one quickly.
He's like, I... I can't do this.
Instead of warm-ups, Tony starts to put his suit pants on the sideline. Like he starts to put his tie on. Like
that's
what the
not
the
assignment for an old man. Nah. You can't chase.
Tony finally start acting like he don't speak English no more.
Right, exactly. He's sitting on the bench with a smoke and a snifter of Armagnac.
A crepe. No, that's the assignment for Kawhi Leonard. But you mentioned Russell. Like, that's why I love Russell. Russell, I don't care what you say about him. I don't care how he is to anybody. That is a dog.
My favorite player in the league.
That is a guy who you're not going to outcompete.
But, Jimmy, where were you?
That's it.
What are you doing? Where are you?
Jimmy likes to roll his eyes and flip his hair quite often, and he's not a high school girl. You know, he's not somebody going through his feelings all the time. When he's not doing that, that dude is as locked in as anybody. But there were some moments last night. Pau Gasol crashes down the coverage that they had been using the entire night on pick and pop, pick and fade with Chris Bosh.
Switch.
All of a sudden.
You had three explanations,
all
too.
All of a sudden. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, one guy tripped and all this other stuff. Jimmy Butler followed Dwayne Wade into an area where he wasn't supposed to be, and Jimmy's help didn't come. So what happens? Pau Gasol looks at Jimmy, and instead of Jimmy, you know, getting him right, tightening him up and saying, this is what we needed to do. Jimmy Butler rolls his eyes and throws his hands in the air and walks away. And I'll give it to Pau Gasol because I've given him a lot of grief.
Even though he had the Who You Crapping of the Year.
I know where you're going to get to it. Mm-hmm. But he grabs Jimmy Butler's wrist and says, nah, man, like, first of all, you ain't going to throw that kind of shade. I'm a two-time world champion player. And I'm the only person on this floor tonight that wants to play outside of Nico, who should have played at the end, but Fred forgot that he was on the bench. But Jimmy will do that every once in a while. And you know what? You told him it was okay last year to do it. You told him it was okay.
They told him it was okay.
He was going to be the man.
Early in the year that he could do it.
So this is what you have to go through the bumps. You got to go through the growing pains with this dude. And being a leader, like, I don't care. I always say, you can call yourself a leader all you want. Who's following you?
You can have a huge contract that says that you are an elite NBA player making the maximum. But last night, if you've watched this league, if you've seen teams that even purport to be decent, if you're a star.
There are a couple of games better than the Miami Heat. Everybody acting like they should have beat them.
But if you are that guy, last night can't happen like that. You've got to understand.
Had it going.
I actually prefer the Heat's healthy five over the Bulls right now.
Well, Dragic, Wade. Well,
they're way better coached than the Bulls.
Lou,
they are much better coached.
Boston Justice?
Spoelstra's a G.
They're so much better coached.
Their starting five is
offensively, defensively. The way he substituted, the way Spoelstra understood.
For him, man.
Hey, man, he knows what he's doing, and I don't know that Fred does right now. I really don't. Because
talked about it. Four possessions, especially the out of bounds after a timeout. That's the shots you get. That's the spacing you get. And I don't know.
Get $25 million.
Hey, Terry, you've seen it before, Terry.
Oh, I've seen it for a long time.
And this is like, it's troubling because no coach with the front office's backing, a five-year deal, that lets you know as players, hey, something's going to change and it ain't going to be me.
Use your authority.
That's the kind of guy he should be.
Use your authority.
Something's going to change. Right. Brad Stevens, and I know it's a rebuild, but Brad Stevens looked at Danny Ainge and said, you got me? And he was like, I got you. Brad Stevens walked his ass into that locker room and said, guess what, Rajon? Guess what's going to happen? You're going to be in Sacramento.
Enjoy.
Or somewhere else.
Well, there's something going on in Sacramento, too.
Yeah. Yeah. My guy.
The big fella. You can talk all that trash all you want. See, this is the thing. You talk about bad guys and all that. He's not doing anything off the court. I'll take the bad guy that gets a little perturbed.
I'll get around whatever they think is wrong with it.
Guys had 100-some points in the last two games.
I'll get around that. I'll be okay. In the last two games.
A dependent position, too.
Like, yeah, somebody has to get him the career.
Somebody has to get him the ball. You see Karl Anthony Towns. Like, these Kentucky big men, Anthony Davis, they play college basketball with a bunch of guys in AAU lead guards. And as soon as the tournament rolls around, it's like, wait a minute, the 7-foot monster over here is the best player on the team. And they figure it out by the tournament. And then the guy gets drafted. Cat Towns had 27-16 last night against Cleveland. Like, there's some really, really young, good big men in the game right now.
I like that Minnesota roster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Zach and Andrew and... I mean,
Zach's got to come with it with a better offensive game because he's definitely got the athleticism.
Yeah, I think he'll grow into it because his stroke is pretty decent.
He steps into bad shots. He creates bad shots for himself no apparent reason.
DeMarcus is a bad man. And if you want to give up anything on this roster and then say, we'll start. Anything we'll start with this as the piece.
Yeah, anything you want.
But back to your pick. Brad Stevens' point. That not Stevens Point, Wisconsin. That you,
Terry
that
Porter.
You have a guy in you. Fred Hoiberg came here empowered. He came here with the opportunity.
You told him he was coming
to put his foot down and run this team like he wants to. And then what happens? Jimmy says coach harder. Jimmy decides he doesn't want to run your offense. Jimmy decides he wants isolation plays for himself.
Derek's not running enough for you.
Yeah, Derek, go. And Derek's then Derek right will play when he wants to play. And then he's too tired and he comes out. Yeah, he comes and out. I think you might have dribbled this thing down your leg.
Not 44 games in, you got a lot of... You got a long leg.
You get one roster turnover.
You got more questions than you have answers.
Yeah, but you've already burned your little honeymoon here. You get one roster turnover to reboot this.
Yeah, it's weird. The whole thing is weird, and I've come to expect it to be weird. I'm not about to get crazy, and you know I know
they love to lose to bad.
Yeah, you know what it is? They can't stand prosperity. You know they feel goodness coming on, and they can't. To me, Terry, coaching is. When a bad habit pops up, you handle that right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
With this team, bad habits are disguised or masked with offense.
Or one guy having a good night.
Right. And then what happens is, got a hot stick.
Yeah, got a hot stick. That's what you're looking for. That's what he said.
What happens is, all of a sudden, when you can't count on everyone hitting 45 to 50% of their threes, or when you can't count on a ref saying, oh, I'm not going to let you guys play tonight, so you're going to get to the line 8 to 10 times. When it's a game where everything is balanced and those bad habits haven't been checked out of you, haven't been coached out of you, then they come up in the last. You know what? Last night is a great defensive efficiency game for the Bulls because of the amount of points and the possessions that they gave up.
Right.
But those last three possessions were.
We're bad. How about Pal said dog?
You know,
Pal dribbling in the lane and doing spin moves and get out of here.
How
with
about
that.
Tony Snell?
He got bailed out of a foul on one of those.
How about Tony Snell having a wide open corner three and then missing that corner three, not making it down, getting sucked in by the defense. I mean, by Dwayne Wade and having Justice Winslow on the baseline waiting for a dunk to go ahead. You gave up a go ahead dunk. And then a wide open pick and pop 17 footer to Chris Bosh, who has been doing that for 12 years.
And then you get caught in the bad switch where it's D Wade versus Powell.
Man.
And D Wade's like, switch hey. Back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't switch back either. There was another switch that could have been made.
Because he dribbled out. I thought he was going to take it right.
Once he backed out towards the three-point line,
exactly. Switch
you
it.
Have your opportunity to switch it out.
It looks like a lot of guys putting each other on Front Street. It's a lot of guys going, all right, go ahead and do that. Offensively, too. Oh, yeah, you got it going? Cool. Uh-oh, wait a minute. He got it going a little bit too much. I got to put one up. You know, like, it's a bunch. Like, you watch Golden State.
Yeah, but Jimmy didn't have Derek in his way. Derek had already tapped out. He didn't have the awkward Derek possessions to deal with. The runway was clear for a star turn. He didn't want it.
He had the awkward Tony Snell missed shots to deal with.
Yeah, but when Tony Snell and Doug McDermott are in a position battle, your team sucks.
Yeah, you're in the NCAA tournament is what you're doing.
Ooh.
I'm just being real with you. Like you've got a really good college team. That's what you have right now. A really, really good one.
You know, you hate to say it, but you know, even though they're still playing a lot of minutes, the guys that matter are still playing a lot of minutes, and this would have never happened last year. You'd never saw this time and time and time and time again.
No.
Never saw it.
No. Mm-mm. Nico.
I mean, never saw it.
Nico
like this.
Did not.
Not losing to these turds.
What?
No.
Man, please.
Never like this you where you're not sure what's going on and this guy and all. I mean, it just...
The same things, though, too. Like, yeah, I'm tired. Like, it's like somebody telling you they want to lose weight, and every time you go to the gym and you go, hey, you want to come with me? Nah, man, I'm just chilling. Well, guess what you don't want to do? I'm tired of you telling me about defense and energy.
Effort,
and communication. Like, yeah, communication you have practice. Thing. You have film study. You have tablets with everything that you need on them. No reason for an NBA player to be underprepared these days.
How often I rage quit the Bulls? How often I like hit the button
No, I try
hard.
To figure them out.
See, I get so mad that I hit the last button, just doing whatever I had on before. I don't care what it was. It's like QVC or something. It's like anything to just get the Bulls taste out of my mouth for 20 seconds. I get so mad. Whatever channel it happens to be, or I'll just hit a number. And it's, you know, I was asking, hey, Dad.
House Hunters International.
I said, Dad, can we go to a Bulls game? And I said, I don't know if I want to go to a Bulls game. He said, why? I said, because you can't change the channel when you're there. You can't do anything.
But you can catch a free T-shirt. You know, you can get yourself a big bag.
But you can't press the button that makes them go away from your eyes when you're there.
I put it like this, Lawrence. I said that it's they're the hard video game that makes you realize you don't like it as much as you do, but you have to try to beat it.
Yes.
You know? The poorly made video game.
Yeah, yeah. You're sitting there like, I got to figure this thing out. I'll play the other games that I like a lot and have a ton of fun. Like, I can't wait to play the Golden State Warriors video game and can't wait to watch the Thunder and some of these other teams, but that's the one I'm like.
The last few boards of Metroid.
For me, it was Defender.
And this team has beat the Thunder twice.
Yeah.
Beat the Thunder
twice. Yeah, because they get it up for those guys.
Yep.
They actually study their scouting reports and actually talk to each other because they don't want to be embarrassed in front of peers they care about and respect. That's it. They go out there with the lack of respect for other teams like they're not the Bulls. You're the Bulls. You're not somebody's, the Bulls coming to town. You're like, oh, the Bulls coming to town. Cool. We'll see if Derek comes along. We'll see if Jimmy wants to pass anybody. We'll see if Powell wants to get on the floor for a ball. We'll see if Nico is still crying off the bus.
Yes, we'll figure those things out. Why is he?
He's a very considerate and thoughtful guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, you got to be a little bit of a gangster. And
he needs some more dog in him.
He hasn't acquired that yet. Because there's a bunch of.
Can we get Pernell McPhee to yell at him? Would that help?
I'm violent.
No, I don't think that's going to help. I think it's going to scare him back.
That might make it worse.
Montenegro,
here I come.
All right, today on the Boars and Bernstein
Put
show.
The Negro in Montenegro.
That's the end for us.
Yeah, that's the last 4 hours, apparently.
And I'm sure the Wolves love this. This shift change is brought to you by Chicago Wolves. Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Only Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup.
Joe Varden from the Cleveland.com and Mike Kliss.
There's trouble. The Israelis are after the Cavs.
Mm-hmm. The firing of David Blatt.
Yeah. Oh, the whole thing. They're sending the Mossad over.
I'm not going near that.
Yeah, hey, don't mess with them.
He wasn't a very good coach, but it is shameful what happened.
Did you hear what Pop said last night?
Yeah. Yeah. My GM wasn't in the locker room with me because I would have been fired tonight. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's shameful what they did. It's very shameful what they did to that dude.
And we all know what they did, and they're trying to act like they didn't do it.
And David Griffin now has a bullseye on his back.
As like, he should.
If he gets fired at any point in time, how can you say as a coach, I want to go work for that guy?
There's nothing they can do. I mean, really, I don't know what you can possibly do to be better than Golden State.
Tell me what it is, Jay.
You're the NBA guy. Tell me what you have to do to be better than they are.
You have to have efficient bigs, I think, Terry.
Okay.
I think you can't have them force you to go small, and you can't turn the ball over. They turned the ball over 8 times in the first quarter.
Game was
done. I mean, he had, 20 in the third? And every shot was a ridiculous shot. So, not on top of it, you have to be more efficient offensively than them, and he has to not hit ridiculous shots, which is kind of
insane. That's what he does.
You can't do that, though.
They're not ridiculous.
No, he hit a shot. He hit a three-pointer on a perfectly hedged pick and roll, and he stepped backwards outside of 28.
That's a ridiculous shot.
Yeah, but you can't tell your guys to guard that.
Well, you're going to tell them to guard that?
I know.
Tell any big man in the NBA to guard that, you're going to tell you what you can kiss.
I just don't know what to write in the scouting report. What do you write?
Beat him across the
don't
face.
Don't go.
Right. Don't show up.
Don't go.
Hope he's sick
as soon as he's in the gym.
Well,
stay with Blake Griffin.
Well, if he's having a bad game, you got to beat him. And he was having a tough game for 2.5 quarters against the Bulls, and they still didn't beat him.
Those other guys are really good, too. I mean, they've really
terrific.
I mean,
and they like playing ball with each other.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. And they've got a bunch of guys who used to be stars and who are now role players now and are playing their role perfectly. Second half, 4 o'clock, you got Hub and Hub. Other things. I said Mike Kliss.
Okay.
I said it.
Careful the way you say it.
Yeah, Mike Kliss.
Yes.
Kliss.
And it's not Mark Kisla.
No, it's not.
It's not.
That's the drunk guy, right?
Apparently there was a...
We're not calling anymore.
A mix-up yesterday.
That's my bad. I gave him a guest and then wasn't there. So it's my bad.
Oh, he was there, though? No, that was fun. That was great.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I can do the whole sports radio thing where I just say stuff.
Doing the day, man.
I even text you during the show. I'm like, do you know you put your drunk dude on there just now?
In talk radio term.
that's the guy who had he hated the industry. Yeah. Like, he was really tired of talk radio.
They didn't want him.
Yeah, I went to college too. I can use a bunch of big words.
I did. Cause and correlation. You know, I took
logic and sat in the back of the class in college, too. And so
break your wake.
But
that's what I did.
That's like four Glenn Livets in.
Logic
it's like 4:30 on a Friday.
Logic all right, is well, you got to drink it high-end single malt stuff.
Yeah, okay. Might as well. If you don't go big. Boris and Bernstein coming up next. For the next, 4 hours and 37 minutes.
Whoa.
Lawrence, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. You didn't have to do it, but you ran your ass in here, and I appreciate reliable dudes like yourself.
Anytime, brother.
All right. Spiegel and Goff Show tomorrow, right here on 670 The Score.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Harley-Davidson Project Rushmore Bicycles. Greg Popovich has never made any secret about the fact that he could care less about bad publicity that might arise from benching key players during the regular season. The latest example came last night in Oakland, when Tim Duncan sat out the Spurs' 120-90 loss to the Warriors in a matchup of the league's two best teams. One can't blame Popovich for making the postseason a priority. At this stage, the Spurs are all about winning titles. But there are two things worth mentioning. First, there's an unfairness to coaches sitting out star players when fans are paying top dollar expecting to see them. Second, a year ago, the Spurs missed finishing second in the West by one game. Instead, they finished sixth and had to play Game 7 in Los Angeles. They lost. Sometimes even the best can overthink. I'm John Feinstein.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Sunday on CSI Cyber. When the cases are virtually impossible.
Guys, we got blood.
This could be the beginning of a really big crime spree.
One team makes the connection.
There's evidence of cyber fraud. That makes this our case.
The world of cybercrime just got real.
Playtime is over.
Let the games begin.
Patricia Arquette and Ted Danson star. CSI Cyber, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich?
Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Nip Shatkowski.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. Stan Bowman and the Blackhawks agree to a contract extension today. He'll remain the GM of the squad until at least 2021. Blackhawks back in action tonight. They're in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. Hawks have won 13 of their last 15 contests. Corey Crawford starts in net this evening. Bulls are back at practice today, one day after falling at home to the Miami Heat. Derrick Rose limited today after re-injuring his hamstring last night. His status for Thursday's tilt against the Los Angeles Lakers remains to be determined. Elsewhere in the NBA, Blake Griffin out 4 to 6 weeks for the Clippers. He broke his hand punching a Clippers staffer. Bulls are there in LA to take on the Clippers Saturday night. NFL today, the Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston replaces Tom Brady in the Pro Bowl. Richard Hightower hired as the Bears' new assistant special teams coach, and former Bears general manager Phil Emery is headed to Atlanta to aid in their front office. Baseball today, Rob Manfred says that he wants the 2017 regular season to open up in London. Breaking news on the Score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you will always save a fistful of dollars. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. It had already started. And this is the radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Joe Varden of Cleveland.com joins us at 2 o'clock. He did an enlightening piece about the very real anger in Israel over the firing of David Blatt and just some of the completely over-the-top and irresponsible comparisons that are being made by some people over there who are just unhinged. Mike Kliss of the Denver Post will join us at 3 o'clock to talk about the Broncos. Second half at 3:30. Hub Ark is a little early today. He's going to be on at 4. Some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, the score. Email us at borsandbernstein@670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. The text zone on the score presented by Grossinger. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, at Bors_Bernstein. You can follow my personal account at Dan_Bernstein. We have borsandbernstein.com and the radio.com app, which you download to your mobile device to allow you to bring the show with you, to torment you in wherever you may be. Our producers are Matt Abaticola.
773, was Dallas Green a hard guy to deal with? He looked mean. I was fine with him until April 29th, 1983.
Was that the Lee Ely affair?
That would...
Gay.
Why is that thing still in this thing? That should have been deleted a long, long time ago.
83.
He didn't change the bank on the thing. Love him.
I love Matt Abaticola. He's our Dale Jr. chillin'.
Chris Tannehill.
We've had terrorist attacks many times before in our country, haven't we? And we've had American, both civilians and military personnel, the subject of attacks. When Ronald Reagan was president in 1983.
83.
Captain Indestructo. It just, it never
I knew
ends.
It. There had to be something, because I don't know where that was going, but there it was. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know where that was headed.
No, I didn't say anything, because if there's a misspeak there, I don't remember it, but okay.
Yeah, and I don't get crazy about the outcomes of regular season NBA games.
But you have this habit when they play somebody that's hurting bad of saying, this is nothing, and they lose every one of those.
There are no statements, there are no measuring sticks. But somebody like Jimmy Butler, this is his ascendant year. This is his time to say, all right, I got paid, and he says everything right. And he's got his Hollywood buddies, and he's got his Olympic tryout camp and everything that he's doing. You can't let that happen. That's your job. A star's job. On nights when you don't want to. On nights when you're not feeling it.
Yeah, even on nights when you're not feeling it, you have to do it.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to.
That's your responsibility. That's your job. That's what that money is for.
You got to do it.
You can't let the team lose a game like that to that team at home. And I know it sounded like a morgue in there. It was weird.
Should have.
It was weird. I mean, maybe people were finding a way to turn them off, but you can't. I mean, I know how everybody was feeling. I was feeling that way too. But Jimmy has been anointed, and he's been anointed by this team that has decided that they've gone in full with Jimmy instead of Derek to the tribes here, that he's the guy, and he just wasn't interested last night. Can't happen. You're not allowed to not be interested. You can't take a night off when you're a star.
No, and the guys that you see that. Look, I know they take a lot of shots and they demand the ball and they do that. Well, that's sort of what you're supposed to be. That's sort of what I don't know if the other players resent you or they don't want you. I don't know what's going on, but I know that of the best players in the NBA, and he wants to be that. They see when this thing's going this way and they just say, "I'll do it."
Enough of this
I'll
crap.
Take care of it.
Right.
Yeah,
You run everything runs through me. I'm going to handle everything. He can get fouled whenever he wants. That's what really pissed me off. He went to the line once. There are going to be nights when your shot's not falling. There are going to be nights where you've got a tough defensive matchup, but put your shoulder down and go foul hunting. You're at home.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it won't be the last time that happens, by the way. It won't be the last time, I think, that he, you know, inexplicably just doesn't show up. Even though it's a game you should win, you needed to win, and I can't explain it. I mean, I don't.
There's
I don't
no
have an
Rose standing in your way, because all of a sudden Rose is, my something hurts again.
Yeah, he ran, and then it's hurt, and then I better sit.
He was sore before the game, and then it's his back, and it's his hamstring, and he's done. Yeah. Okay, Jimmy, here you go. There's no your turn, my turn.
Yep.
There's
no more looking at each other.
No more looking at each other. No more, all right, you're taking up the floor this time. I'll take it up the floor the next time. It's all you. It's all there. And you got Beto Udrih standing in front of you.
Yeah, that team is just, I mean, without their, and they've been so bad lately.
Beto Udrih.
They're just not, when their starting lineup is there, they're difficult on some teams for a while. I've seen them hang around with pretty good teams with their starting lineup, but that's not it. That's not the starting lineup they had last night. I can't explain it. I mean, I don't know if he doesn't sense it. I mean, or he doesn't feel it then some nights, but those can happen. Those can happen. Particularly, you know, when you see another team, when you see a guy that loses a good player early on, or at least one of your players early on, that's exactly what you want to do then. That's exactly when it starts. If it hadn't started before that, start now.
If you're the same guy that could score 40 and a half to sneak out a win, to steal one from Toronto, and the guy that could score 53 in a game you had to go to overtime to beat a D-League team in Philadelphia, you can sure as hell do it right there that night.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't get it.
It's no longer.
I don't get it. One trip to the foul line?
Yeah.
That's how you come back in a game, because you can score while the clock's not moving. That's what you do. Those are free points.
Yeah, but I just think about an easy pickings for him last night with Derek gone and nobody really able. Gasol was okay, but not great. I mean, nothing spectacular.
No, he's lecturing people on defense, though.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He's telling everybody what matters.
So you had your chance. I mean, I think the other team. I don't think the team would have said, "Oh no, don't bother." I mean, they know that he's got to do it. I mean, if you're going to talk it, you got to walk it. That's all.
We're Boris and Bernstein. Top of the hour, we're going to talk to Joe Varden of Cleveland.com and the
trouble.
International trouble for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
God.
You got the score.
The score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton versus Peyton Manning, and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One.
It's a sport fishing spectacular in Schaumburg. The 4th Annual Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo is Thursday, January 28th through Sunday, January 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Chicagoland's ultimate fishing event is back with hundreds of fishing and travel exhibits, including many of the major tackle manufacturers with their latest gear for sale at the show. Book your next trip with local guides or lodges and resorts from around the globe. Learn from pros Mike Iaconelli, Brandon Polinak, Jim Sarek, Joe Bucher, Tommy Scarless, and many more. Compare and buy 2016 fishing boats, all at sports show pricing. Enter daily giveaways for thousands of dollars worth of fishing gear and trip. Demo rods and reels, learn to fly cast or tie flies. There's free parking and fishing fun for all ages in Schaumburg. From bass to walleye, pike to perch, muskies to salmon, it's all at Chicagoland's Ultimate Fishing and Travel Expo, running Thursday through Sunday, January 28th through the 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Visit sportshows.com for tickets and more info. Don't miss it!
I was at Walgreens to find relief fast because I could feel my allergies coming on. You know the feeling, that little itch in your throat, then comes the runny nose and sneezing. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with Zyrtec. It starts working at hour one the first day you take it. Plus, Walgreens helped me find everything super duper fast. Sneeze you later, allergies. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card Zyrtec 30 count is $18.99. Use as directed.
Excuse me, ma'am. Step out of the Nissan Altima now.
What's wrong, officer?
You posted on your social media page that you just stole this new Nissan Altima from Woodfield Nissan. Now get out of the car.
Oh, I get it. I didn't actually steal it. I just got the deal of a lifetime, and it was like stealing it. And I don't have to pay any interest for 72 months. Plus, I got $5,000 off MSRP.
Oh, so the price was so low, it's like you stole it.
Right. I was just letting all my friends know that at Woodfield Nissan, you can get $5,000 to $12,000 off MSRP. Plus 0% financing for 72 months on brand new Nissans.
Don't miss the biggest highs going on now with Woodfield Nissan, the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, Woodfield Nissan is your credit connection. Woodfield Nissan will accept your credit application regardless of your situation. Save like never before at Woodfield Nissan at the corner of Higgins and Golf. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com or call 847-310-1900. 0% on select models, qualified buyers, $13.89 per month for 1,000 bar. Number one volume Nissan dealer, cited by Nissan North America Sales in 2015.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name your price. A tool, an idea, an inspiration. To do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at Progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance. Steve!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Core guest program.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Butler nowhere to go. Picked up by Bosch. Then Brooks in there's a shot up and missed it. And that will do it. A four-game losing streak for Miami comes to an end. 89-84.
Obviously, it's tough. I'm on point guard. It being Derek at that. But we're still expected to win games. Guy's got to step into his role and do what we're supposed to do. Yeah, we need him out there.
Wow. Once again, the Bulls stumble and lose to a team they shouldn't lose to at home. No excuses there. Either hurt or injured or just bad. You can look at the Bulls' season and look at some of the teams they've lost to and others they've struggled with, by the way. Including Philadelphia, as you just mentioned, Boris and Bernstein. I mean, it really is. It's tough to figure out what gets Jimmy going. It's just difficult to figure out why that switch doesn't go on and just go win the game. Just do what you can do. See what happens. Maybe you're not having the greatest shooting now. Whatever. Still do it.
Even if they're running extra defenders at you and trying to trap the ball out of your hands, yeah. That happens to great players.
Yeah, nobody else could score. So, I mean, it really, you know... your wing guys weren't really shooting the ball very well. I don't know what that was all about. It's just my guy.
He's also not unlike others. And when we've said it about LeBron James, facilitator by nature, and Butler's not. There are some guys who the way they play the game, even with the ball in their hands, is to try to always make the right basketball play. But the fact is, you've seen Butler say, just get on my back and let's go. He's done it before. He's done it twice already this year in games where you say, look, I can't let him lose like that, and there's nothing the other team can do. And you're bending time and space around you because you're that guy. And then all of a sudden, somebody's got to tell him. I mean, I don't know if Fred could say, hey, dude, be that guy now. Here we go.
Yeah, Fred is interesting because I don't know how much difference there is between the minutes that some of these guys are playing now as opposed to the minutes they played last year. I don't know how much difference there is on the positive side. Oh, yeah, look, he's playing four or five less minutes every game. But the fact is, for whatever reason, I don't know what the reason is. I have no idea. I'm not in the locker room. I don't cover the team. But that doesn't look to me at this point like a very smart hire. It just doesn't look like a smart hire.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not blaming everything on him.
It may be the environment, it may be such that he didn't know what he was getting into here with all the complexities, and maybe there hasn't been the same vote of confidence. I don't know. They present a united front with management to just say, look, this is the coach. You listen to him and you tell Fred, you do whatever you need to do. If you tell us that we got to get a guy out of here, we'll get him out of here. If you tell us that you need more shooting, we're going to go get you more shooting. If you need whatever it is, because you know what this looks like at the moment? Call it what it is. College coach in the NBA. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like. So I say, I don't know what you do about that. I just, you know, maybe it all sounded good. You know, a completely different personality. A guy who'll take it easy, watch the minutes on all the star players. A guy who will be kind of laid back, just do his run his offense. It's more offensive oriented, and it's all this kind of. And you know, you figure from the outside looking, you'd say, yeah, you know what? Maybe that's what they need. They need a rest of a guy screaming at him 24/7. They just could use the rest. You know what? It doesn't look like it now.
No, it doesn't look like it now. One team last night was way better coached than the other.
Yeah.
With a mixture of young players, and, you know, there's a rookie out there playing big minutes, and you get an aging, a future Hall of Famer. I don't know. Northside, Q, you're on the score.
Terry, you are 1,000% correct. That's about 999% more than usual. This was a bad hire. And let me tell you something. How could it be a good hire if there was only one candidate to begin with for 2 years? You know, one of the things that still bothers me about the NBA is that there's more minorities playing NBA basketball than there is in the NFL, yet the NFL has bargained in a Rooney rule, and there's no such thing. And the other thing is, if you had a championship-ready team, championship-ready roster that you believe, you go and pick a guy for his first-time NBA head coaching job out of Ames, Iowa?
Yeah, you're sort of done your last gasp.
Yeah, the difference is he did have NBA experience as a player for a decade and as an NBA front office guy.
Yeah, but that's different than coaching one of these teams. And I thanks, Q. I don't see it. Right now, I don't see it. It's not, if I'm down to my last trick, because you know Gasol is going after the end of this year. I'm done, right? I mean, things are going to change after this year. It's the last shot you have. That's probably not the guy you should hire. That's all I'm saying. In this situation. If it's a different situation, fine. You can get used to the league as you go along. Get used to being what a coach means. But in terms of where this team was at, is that a good hire for your last gasp?
Or what I'm saying is you can still salvage this. But this part of it, whatever you thought you were getting for this team and the whatever opportunities you thought this team had, that's done. All you can do is get started on your reboot. This is the same stuff we talked about with Mark Schanowski.
Yeah.
At some point, if you are really coldly calculating and evaluating what's going on with your own team, you can salvage it. It's not over, but you can't wait. At some point, you have to say, you know, Joakim Noah's out and Derrick Rose is a flake and we don't know what else is going on here with some of these other guys and conflicting agendas and everything else. Fix it. Give Fred the authority to run the team the way he wants to. Start in on whatever culture you want. However you got to do it. Do it. If you have to radically alter this roster, there's no good reason to wait around. Because this thing is showing you exactly what it is. So it's on management too. Be real about what you are.
They're looking at you. Hired them.
Be real about what you are and what you're going to be. And the Thibodeau thing is sunk cost. That's over. He had to go and he went and you made your call. Do what you can do to try to make sure he's still got every opportunity to make this work. That's all you can do. But sticking with this and fooling yourself into thinking this is something other than what it has shown you to be in more than half a year now, that's a fool's errand.
Yeah, I just think, you know, I just think to do this makeover is difficult. I mean, I don't, you know, you lost one piece and he's not, and nobody wants him. Nobody's going to, he's free agent, he's gone after this year. Nobody's going to give you anything for Noah. He's useless. So you got one player that's really attractive.
Well, Gibson and Gasol.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to give you much for Gibson. I'm not going to go to the wall for that. I mean, I don't even know where it would fit. But I mean, I'd have to look at every NBA team and figure out exactly where I think it would fit. But I just, you know, if you're going to make your mind up a long time ago, this is going to be your next coach, and I know he's loved him forever. I just think you got to be more careful than that. I mean, I understand Fred's personality. It's pretty well. You pretty well have seen it. And they don't really respond to him. They don't. We don't talk. We don't do this. We don't do that. And now I'm tired of telling them. I'm not going to tell them anymore. What?
Yeah, it's on them. We bail them out too much. So
I mean, come on.
So Jimmy says coach harder, and Fred now is saying nah.
No.
No.
No, I'm not going to. So, I mean, you know, I just think, yeah, yes, he played and he had front office experience, but that's different than sitting on that bench and traveling with him and being with him and trying to figure everything out on the fly.
We're going to follow this weird story that's developing out of Cleveland with Joe Varden of Cleveland.com. International intrigue next on The Score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month.
fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
And CBSSportsRadio.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let